Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanctioned Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself. Today, you guys, I want to hop back on and I want to start talking about something that I felt like the Lord ministered to me this last week. I was praying for a team member and I heard the Lord say, I'm going to give her the ability to do an assessment. And a thorough viewing of what is happening in a scenario. And I thought about when Jesus went into the temple on and in Mark. And so I think this is so great. It so much broadened for me and it extended in my understanding of what the Lord was saying as I was praying for somebody else, and he really ministered to my heart so much, so I thought it would bless you. I heard, don't make hasty decisions. He will wait for the right when, quote unquote, when, to get to the right now. And I think that we are in a very rushed society sometimes. We make very hasty decisions and we don't ask the Lord with the invitation to say who, what, where, when, why, and how. But without the when, we often don't know how to get to the how because we're just moving ahead. We don't think about A to Z. We don't invite him into the process. But he really wants to take us a full assessment of our whole temple. He wants to be in all of our equations. Ask, seek, knock, and you'll find. But we want to find without the ask, the seeking, and the knocking. So in Mark 11, it's the place where Jesus said, I am hungry. And did you ever wonder, well, yeah, Jesus was all God and he was all man. But it was a place where he said, I'm hungry. And he never lets us be hungry. He never lets the hungry go hungry. He always feeds the hungry. So what does it mean when Jesus says, I'm hungry? So the disciples were coming. And they had just come from the triumphant entry and they were going into Jerusalem. And he went into the temple and he took a full assessment. It says he looked all the way around and he looked at all things. And then he said, okay, now let's turn around and we're going back. But on the way there, he saw a fig tree. And when he saw the fig tree, he noticed that there was no fruit on this fig tree. There was nothing blooming or had fruit that he could eat when he was hungry. What was Jesus hungry for? So he went in Jerusalem. He took an assessment. He looked all around the temple. And he brought them back. And as he walked back, after he had cursed the fig tree, it was dead. And they were astonished at it. And the fig is a fruit that blooms, a flower that blooms from the inside. It has so much nutrients. And I thought, Lord, you're trying to say something. Because then they turned around and he went back in to Jerusalem and he took three cords and he braided them. And as he braided them, he got righteous anger and he flipped the tables and he released the animals and he drove out the money changers. Why? Because in hasty decisions in our temple, there's no fruit. There's nothing that's bearing fruit. He is hungry to be in our presence. And we are hungry to be in Him. He wants us to taste and see that He is good. And He wants to dwell on the inside of us. He wants us to take a full assessment of the bride of Christ right now. I think He's challenging us and driving out commercialism, driving out the selling and the buying of things, of the things that we feel that bring in crowds. It's His presence. It's His glory. It's a pure and a spotless bride. I remember years ago, I was driving up to another city to get an oil change with my car. And I ended up going all by myself. And I was like, Lord, I am so hungry for You. I can't wait to spend this time in the car up and back with You. So I said, I'm going to practice praying in tongues. And in that, I'm going to practice hearing Your voice. And I'm going to pray out some mysteries in the Spirit. And one of the mysteries was I saw this picture, the same one. But it looked a little different. And when He went into the temple, I saw over in the Spirit to my left, I saw some doves in a cage. And I heard, release the doves. Release the doves. And as I was praying this out in the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, He was like, I want to have freedom within Your temple. I want to have freedom. My house shall no longer be called this, but I need it to be called a house of prayer. I need it to be a surrendered place of where the Spirit dwells. There's a habitation where Jesus comes and abides with you, and you remain like John 15. And the fruit and the vine, and we remain with Him. We have a dwelling place with the Lord. And I believe that He wants that, just like the fig has the fruit that blooms from the inside out. You eat that flower in the inside. He wants that with us, to bear fruit. And not just to bear fruit, but to have much fruit with the indwelling presence of the Lord. I think that He is asking the questions, what do you want me to do for you? He asked me that. What do you want me to do for you? And it was really about the ministry of sanctioned love when He asked me that. What do you want me to do for you, sanctioned love? What do you want Him to do for you? Don't put limits on Him. Don't ask. Don't make quick, hasty decisions without dwelling with Him, without nurturing the fruit, without having something bloom, a vision and promise on the inside, without having your temple, your house shall be called a house of prayer, a dwelling, habitation. Don't put the Holy Spirit in a cage or a box. Let Him out in your life and let Him be the counselor, the advocate, your intercessor, the one that teaches you, where He shows you all things and He gives you insight into all things, where the river of God is on the inside of you and you can tap into these mysteries that flow from you to others, pure and clear, like the Zoe life of God, where your leaves don't wither and it blooms every month. Look for the fruit. Dwell with Him. I encourage you. Take that time, assess the temple. Are there things maybe that's inside that the Lord is like, I don't want those in there anymore. I want there to be fruit in your life. I bless you with that. Go to sanctionlove.com. Check us out. There's lots of resources. Consider being a covenant partner with us. Check out our Rapha Restoration Place where we have people come and get healing and deliverance and counseling. We travel, we have worship. So check us out, take a peek, see all that you can see. Thanks for joining today.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love Podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.